Blog Talk Radio.
Sound of Miss Shayla Day, produced by Albert Merle. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Many single men and women are wondering that they may not be able to continue dating if the economy does not improve. Now, some skeptics, however, feel that the so-called recession is a myth and a plot by the rich to just not put money into the economy. Whatever you are living, wherever you are living, whatever you are doing, and whether you are living to work or working to live, there is no doubt that money is tight. How has the economy affected your dating experience? Call in the show, 347-989-0761. Now, if you want to promote your business, events, or book an artist on our radio show, you can go to futurenetworkproductions.com or call 347-989-0761 on any Thursday, and then we will give you the instructions on what to do. We have a caller on the air. Welcome to Hear No Evil here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome. I'm just calling in to say, yeah, it is, you know, nice always tuning into your show. You know, always very good topics. Well, I'm just calling in to say, you know, as far as the dating situation, yeah, it is hectic for a lot of brothers. The economy is crazy. Oh, my name is Lester Merrill, author of The Streets of Harlem. You know, just calling in.
I was wondering, I said, okay, is this anonymous person going to say who they are? How are you?
Okay, I'm good. I'm pretty good, you know. I just want to hit on that little topic. You know, it sounded real good. You know, and that is a real issue right now. You know, and, you know, a lot of ladies got to bear with the fellas. A lot of fellas got to bear with the ladies. You know, it's a little rough. This one we're supposed to get tighter, you know. And sometimes there's a lot of other things that, I mean, a date could be anything. It don't always have to be about spending money, you know, and things of that nature. It could just be going to the park, having some fun, you know, or during the evening just taking walks, you know, is what you make it. So, you know, dating is good, you know, and the economy is low, so... You know, right now you got to make best for what you have, you know, and what you could do, you know, and just stay together, you know, the people, you know, relationships that's coming up. I'm hitting on it, it doesn't always have to be about money. you know, to just,
okay,
you know.
Okay, so now you're the first male that came up with that idea of not always talking about the money, because there are people that are emailing me saying, well, you know, we don't have to necessarily go out. We can stay home and make a good dinner. But suppose you're just getting to know that person. You don't really want somebody that you're just meeting to come to your home. So you just came up with a great idea, you know, go to the park.
Yeah.
However, some of the craziest people in the world are in the parks, and it's getting cold in certain parts of North America. So just got to use their imagination, I guess.
Exactly. You got to use your imagination. Get creative, and more so, you know, like, there's other things that you can do. You know, the park is not always, you know, probably such a good option of today, but, you know, there's other things. Walks, you know, you could take walks. That's healthy, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's always good for the health. You know, a little 10, 12 block radius, get to talk and know each other. You know, that's, to me, that's considered a good date, you know what I'm saying, and really getting to know someone. And, you know, that turns into frequent. You know, you can do that, you know, however, but it doesn't always have to be about, you know, going to the restaurant and, you know, this and that. And, I mean, if it's all good, it's all good, you know, in all due time. That all falls into play. But, you know, like you're saying, if you're serious and you're dating and this and that, you're trying to get to know the person. However, and it shouldn't be about, you know, hey, well, I'm broke. I don't, you know, I can't go see her. I can't take you out. You know, it shouldn't be based on that. It should be based on,
but you
know,
a lot of men feel a little uncomfortable when they don't have the money to at least,
true.
Okay, for instance, let's say they take your advice and they go on a block, on a 10-block walk. After 5 blocks, you start getting thirsty. So now you need money to be able to go to the store. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah, you got
to
have
sometimes you may have to go to the bathroom, and you have to go in a restaurant, and they say, oh, bathroom's for customers only. Boom. What do you do then? You can't even buy a little cheap little can of iced tea or something like that. Think about it. I mean, come on. I'm just weighing the pros and the cons of the cheap date.
Yeah, no. I totally agree. You know, it's just humorous. Because, yeah, well, you have to have some type of funds on you, you know, if you're going to see someone. That's just common courtesy. But you can't let that be the reason why you're not, you know, going on a date because I don't have money. You put money aside, you know, or however, you know, and set up a date.
Right.
You know, and that's, you know, the problem. It may not be that expensive, but it's something, you know, going to have something to be able, you know, to go show a good time, get to know, the partner that you're trying to meet. And, you know, so it's being creative and putting money to the side. We got twos and fuels. People talking about they broke, but I see all these kids running around with new Jordans and people where they, you know, everybody's not doing as bad as that, you know what I'm saying? But it's just the economy is kind of messed up, so that does come into play with a lot of fellas. And like you said, a lot of dudes do have pride. They just, you know, hey, well, I don't want to go out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really right. But the whole thing is just preparing for that, you know. So, you know, prepare.
Now, you just made a good point. You said, yeah, the economy may be bad, but the Jordan wearers are still able to floss. Now, see, that there goes, again, the priorities of the parents and the individual spending hundreds of thousands on sneakers when they can't even wear those sneakers to a job interview or to go out on a date because they have no more money because they spent all their money on their Jordans. And the females with the expensive bags that are so empty, they don't even have any money to put in their $2,000 and $3,000 bags. So the priorities have to change. The spending habits of the people have to change, and they have to prioritize what's important to them. Now, what may be important to me and you as responsible adults who have bills may be a total different task for somebody that don't have bills. Or maybe they may say, listen, my looks is more important than my Carnet bill. So I'll be in the dark for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's how certain people say,
which is really a stupid mentality, a stupid, immature way to live. But there are some adults that actually will spend money on frivolous things that lose value once it's purchased, as opposed to paying their own bills. And that's the pitiful situation.
Nah, that's really real. You know, a lot of people, I think, you know, I wouldn't call them, like, really stupid, but in a fashion, it's really not, you know, thinking ahead. Like you say, you know, hey, why spend money on something that's going in a day when you can really, you know, put money towards something? That's called investing. That's being about business. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of people are not about business. Not a lot, but, you know, a few people who just handle that in that situation, people look at things differently. So, you know, they may take care, you know, think ahead. And that is true. That's what the people do have to do. You have to think ahead because, you know, a pair of sneakers or, you know, putting that before bills is really, you know, is really no meaning to it because, you know, you look good no matter how you are, you know, and you're the same person. So, you know, take care of what you got to do, you know, first, you know, then, you know, everything else. Sometimes you come last. You know what I'm saying? Bills first, you know, but that gives you a way of, you know what I'm saying, being economic, you know what I'm saying, in a tough economy. So, you know, that's how that goes. But as far as the dating, brothers, yeah, man, put that money to the side, you know. That's the good thing.
Now, we have another caller that called in from a 518 area code. Welcome to Hear No Evil here on the Blog Talk Radio program.
Good evening,
Hello.
Everybody. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you clearly.
All right. Just checking in because my phone sometimes be waving in and waving out. But I just got back from taking care of some business. But I guess today's topic is dating.
Too broke to date.
Yeah, too broke to date. There's no such thing as being too broke to date because you don't necessarily have to have money to go on a good date.
Cool.
Especially if you're creative. If you have a vivid imagination and you're creative, and of course you got qualities like you can cook and whatever, little things like that, you don't need money. I mean, why go spend your money when you can save money and for something better later on if the date turns into something else?
True,
you know?
Indeed. I totally
agree. But, you know, I always, you know, because I was just talking to somebody about, you know, they were so bent on having money and getting money to do this. But I said, listen, money can't really buy happiness. It's a temporary buffer for happiness, but you can't get real happiness unless you get it in the raw. And what I mean by that is if you can't accept me the way I am, then when I do get money, I don't trust you.
Joe,
so,
very
you know,
much.
You know, I can't really, you know, I don't buy into that. Oh, I got to have money to take her out. Or I can invite her over to my house and cook a nice meal for her. Or vice versa. Or I go to her house and cook a meal for her at her own house and give her a bubble bath and a full body massage. So, you know, that's a perfect
date. But listen, that is somebody that you know. But to date,
No.
Dating
listen.
Is when you're getting to know somebody, you're not really going to their house on the first.
Listen to this. If I meet a female, hello?
Yes.
If I meet a female and she's willing to go out with me, either I'm going to pick her up or she's going to pick me up. But prior to this meeting, we're going to set up something. And in the midst of this communication that we have to establish, I have to let it be known that my financial situation is this or whatever, and vice versa, because I don't want to paint a picture that, okay, you might look at me and think that I might be a baller or whatever the case may be, but in reality, I'm a regular guy. So once we establish those boundaries, then we can proceed from there. We can make suggestions, okay? You might be in a financial situation. I might be in a financial situation. Okay, how can we turn this date into something that goes above and beyond what money can buy? That's what you have to look for. That's what you have to look for. See, most people are so bent on materialistic things, buying things, and you know, oh, I'm gonna give her this, and this is gonna make her feel. I would rather give you myself and conversation and let you see what I'm about to intrigue you and to capture your heart and your feelings because that's what I'm after anyway. So if
now
you can't, like I said.
Caller, what is your name? Because you started giving your opinion and you didn't introduce yourself.
Sorry. My name is Gerald Quick, and I'm from the Albany area. I was born and raised in Harlem, but I now live in Albany, the Capital District area. And
how's the economy up there in Albany?
The economy is tight everywhere. However, it's much easier living in Albany. The cost of living is cheaper. Housing is very available, especially for single mothers and people with disabilities. Plus, you have to know this is the capital, so everything is in the capital. This is where everything comes from. It all begins in the capital, and it trickles down to Manhattan, Queens, and all the five boroughs, and all the boroughs.
Okay, so now with that thought, do you find that the movie theaters up there are as empty as they are down here? Because not too many people are going to the movies these days.
Well, you have to understand something. Most people go to the movies for the simple fact that they want to see this is the thrill of actually going out. They're not just going to the movies. They're going out. They're going to the movies, they're going to eat. Or they're going to eat, then they're going to the movies. So you have people that still, the movie theaters up here are stay packed. They stay packed up here. But at the same time, you have people that sit back and wait for the bootleg to come out. You know how it is. Everybody on a budget, so they wait for the bootleg to come out, or they wait for that next Tuesday or the next three Tuesdays to come out, and they go to Walmart or Target or whatever the movie is at. So, I mean, it's all about where you fit in it, which leads me back to say, if you know your financial situation is limited or minimal, then you shouldn't have champagne dreams. You know, I mean,
and this Pepsi
is not
Cola pockets.
And Pepsi Cola, no, Kool-Aid pockets. Kool-Aid pockets. Pepsi costs more than Kool-Aid.
Hold that thought, sir. Hold that thought, Mr. Quick, and we'll be right back. Because if you have a relationship, it should be solid as a rock.
And for love's sake, each mistake.
Calling the show, 347-989-0731.
Each mistake, you forgave, and soon both of us learned to trust, not run away.
There was no time to play.
We build it up
and build it up
and build it up, and now it's solid. Solid as a rock.
What's so new? We did what we had.
Wow, that was the great sounds of Ashford and Simpson, Solid as a Rock. And our show topic tonight is Too Broke to Date. If you are or not too broke to date, and if you have creative ways of having a date, why don't you call us? Now, we need some females calling in because two men who totally don't know each other came up with the same solution and criteria for having a good date without a whole lot of money. So give me a call at 347-989-0761. You are calling into the blogtalkradio.com/Hear No Evil Show, hosted by me, your host, Darlene Lewis. And our co-host this evening is Mr. Gerald Quick from Albany, New York. Now, Mr. Quick, are you still in the air?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now, you were saying that you are in the capital of New York City, and you said that this is where all of the money comes from that comes to New York. Well, the state-funded program comes from where you are. And you said that the movie theaters haven't really changed much. What about restaurants and the clubs?
Well, Albany doesn't really have too many clubs. They go, like, to Rensselaer and other places to party. And some people
they
even come
where?
Over. They go to, like, Rensselaer. Rensselaer. There's other parts of the Capital District area.
Uh-huh.
It's like somebody traveling from Manhattan to Long Island or something like that. But
okay, wow.
That's a long way to go. Well, I mean, you have to understand, people are not necessarily staying within their area because if there's nothing in your area, you venture outside your area. You know,
So in Albany, you're saying that you really don't need money to have a good time?
Not necessarily. You don't. I mean, everybody likes to go out, you know, to have a nice time. I mean, if you just want to go to a restaurant, okay, yeah, fine. You can go to a restaurant. You got all your can-eat spots. You know, you got your little bistros. You got all these little spots to go to. However, there's a lot of other ways to go out and have fun without even really spending money. I mean, with today's technology, you know, and all, you know, it's just too easy. You just have to find the creativeness within yourself and to tap into these things. So if you're used to that, you know, spending money, going out, then obviously you must be used to finding ways to get your money, whatever means it might be. So, and if that's your case, then, hey, more power to you. You know, I'm not knocking anybody for how they get their finances together. However, you know, the ends should justify the means.
Mm-hmm.
So for a person to always depend on, oh, I have to, prime example, school just started back. So you got everybody rushing, hustling and bustling, spending money to go to everything settled, to go back to school, get the kids off, to go back to school. But at the same time, it's a party coming up Friday. You got to go get your hair done. You got to get your nails done. You got to go. But you're crying broke. Where are you getting all this money from?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about priorities. It's all about, you know, how far you're willing to go and what you're willing to sacrifice for your happiness as far as your entertainment, as far as your leisure time, as far as, you know, going out or anything. So, you know, it's up to the individual. But in all reality, everybody is feeling the clutch. People are not just throwing money away like they used to. They're spending it wisely. And those that have money, they're not spending it at all because they're scared to run out because they're used to having money. So, you know, it's a lot of issues. You know, you have people that are struggling. You know, the people that's on welfare, Medicaid, food stamps, SSI, you know, depending on social services or whatever. And those are the people that seem to be doing more going out than anybody because it's a stress reliever. Or better yet, like I said, they'll go find that good bootleg connect and they'll go get the movie and they'll go get some food and cook and have fun at home.
Wow, that sounds very, very interesting. Well, I want to thank you for calling in. We're going to dedicate this next half an hour to the legendary sounds of Ashford and Simpson, and we're going to play a former radio program that was hosted by Jeff Foss. It's a small podcast, and we hope that you guys enjoy it. I want to thank my callers, Mr. Leff, author of Streets of Harlem, that called in, and Mr. Gerald Quick, author of Three Sisters, that called in. Tune in every Thursday at 6:30, and you never know what our next topic is going to be about. Thank you, caller, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Ashford & Simpson, The Real Thing Podcast. I'm Jeff Fox. Nick Ashford originally came to New York City to be a dancer. Now, did your dance background apply to your stage performance? Because even on stage, you have choreographed parts of your show, and they look so great.
Oh, thank you. You know, we try not to do too much dancing because we want the song to live, and I think we've had choreographers who've given us too many steps for a song.
We take it out.
It's really about the music a lot. Ashford & Simpson is more about the music. Some acts are dance singing acts, but we're more about the music. So we would make a few steps, but then we had to sing.
Yeah. Enjoy performing because folks really love you.
Oh yeah, I love it.
You still got the fire burning.
It's better for me now. In the early years, it was difficult because I just was uncomfortable. Now that I find,
were you uncomfortable today?
Oh yeah, they used to put towels around me because I sweat so much before I'd even go on.
Is that right?
And then when
nerves.
I get, then that
you gets, weren't though, right?
No, not like that. I was nervous, but not like that.
You had a bad neck?
It's been about 5 years. And then when I discovered, I feel like that lady said, oh, they love me, you know? And then when I realized I had won a few fans, I got
stopped sweating.
I stopped sweating so much.
You were sweating, man. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I look cool, but I'm not. On the inside, I'm a nervous wreck.
I'm not that tough. There are clowns, there are fools, there are...
That was a flash from the past from Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson. Here's another favorite of mine.
Is it daylight? I can't tell no more.
You guys just have no idea how devastated I was when I found out that Nick Ashford had lost his bout with cancer. And my heart goes out to the family and many people that know me all know that I always say I want that Ashford and Simpson kind of love. You probably know that they had a wonderful, wonderful writing career and wrote many of the fantastic songs for a lot of artists like Ray Charles, Diana Ross, Tammy Terrell, and Marvin Gaye, Chaka, just all of the wonderful songs that they wrote. But then their career, you know, with some of my favorite songs, Found a Cure, It Seems to Hang On, Is It Still Good to You, Street Corner, oh my God, that was my favorite. And It Seems to Hang On, Is It Still Good to You? Just so many good, good songs, and I will be playing them weekly because I love them. I always play their music, but more than ever, with the way things are going right now, with the economy the way it is, a lot of people have lost the creative means of dating. And when I think about the story of Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson and how they met, the story goes that he was homeless, sleeping on a bench, and she met him, and she told him to come with her to a church. And for whatever reason, he believed in her. I guess she was so beautiful, still is, that he just got up and went with her, and all of his dreams became a reality, because once he heard her sing and seen that she can play the piano, well, that's all he needed. But sometimes you just need a strong person in your corner to give you that backbone. Adam had Eve, Nick had Valerie, and we want to thank them for the music. And I know, Val, it's going to be a hard road ahead without your partner, your shadow being there. But be at ease and be at peace that he has made a place for you, and you will join him. And believe me, he is sitting with the angels. Whenever you're sick, whenever you're down, just look around, and something will remind you of your loved one.
Never put you, gotta feel love when you ain't here, then I miss you. will give you peace of mind. Yes, it would. And you will see the sunshine. For real. Yes, you would.
And you'll get to free your mind.
You know, you have to end the show with love. Love basically is what's going to turn the economy around, what is going to turn the health field around, what is going to turn your life around. And if you love what we're doing here on blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil, do call in 347-989-0761. We're on the air every Thursday at 6:30. You can always reach us on Facebook.com. I'm Darlene Lewis. And if you want to promote your businesses, your events, or book on our radio show, feel free to go to FutureNetworkProductions.com. Click on the radio link and follow the instructions. As you know, I am an author, and I have a bunch of books out. But the book that I have out right now, Deadbeat, Take Care of Your Damn Kids, is really a controversial book with stories of real stories of individuals who have neglected their children, also stories of children finding their lost parents, and advice on how to go about getting DNA, getting child support, and the laws that may affect your state. We must take care of our children, or else the government and the gangs will take care of them for you. I'm Darlene Lewis, and I just want you to know that love is the ultimate answer. Use it. It works. Take care.